This year you will suffer no loss.
Tap TV, RCC to Dubai TV channel.
Lord of hosts, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle, the one who was before the mountains were brought forth, the one who breathed on the sea and the sea parted, the one who can command the sun to stand still, the one who can command the moon to stop moving, we worship you. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did on Monday. Thank you for what you did on Tuesday. Thank you for what you did on Wednesday. Thank you for what you are about to do tonight. Thank you in advance for tomorrow. Our Father and our God, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. In all our lives tonight, Father, do something you've never done before. Something miraculous. Something divine. Something spectacular. Something great. Something wonderful. Something glorious. Something unforgettable. Father, do something new tonight. Not only in our lives of those who are here, but in the lives of everyone listening to us now, Father, do something new. And at the end of everything, take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And let somebody shout hallelujah. This is a night somebody will never forget. At least I know two people who will never forget tonight. All right, let me increase the number to three. I know I will never forget tonight. I know my wife will never forget tonight. And then somebody else. Who is that somebody else? Joshua chapter 6, verse 20. Joshua 6, verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Tonight, the Jericho wall in your life will fall. And all it's going to cost you is one big shout of hallelujah. You see, there is something called destiny. Destiny simply means the plan of God for your life. The purpose of God for your life. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 and 5, Jeremiah 1, 4 and 5. God said to Jeremiah, he said, before I formed thee, I knew thee. And before you came out of the womb, before your mother brought you forth, I had already sanctified thee. I had already ordained thee a prophet to the nations before I formed thee. You see, God is a builder. Bible says, except the Lord builds the house, they that build it labor in vain. God is a builder. And like every good builder, he builds according to a plan. He doesn't begin to build until the plan is ready. So before he formed you, before your father met your mother, God had a plan for your life. The good news is that the plan is a good one. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. God said, I know the thoughts I think towards you. Thoughts of good, not of evil. That you might have an expected end. The expected end there means your destiny. Tell the fellow next to you, with all confidence, my tomorrow will be all right. Say it one more time. And I will give you some little examples. I'll be very brief so that God can do what he wants to do quickly. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11 to 12, God told Moses, he said, I want you to go to Egypt, bring my people. Moses said, oh God, how can I go? Don't you know where I am? I'm a fugitive running from Pharaoh. God said, I have a plan for your life, Moses. He said, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you are going to worship me on this mountain. That is my plan for your life. Concerning David, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, you can read it from verse 1 to 13. 1 Samuel 16, verse 1 to 13. God said to Samuel, stop weeping for Saul. I've rejected him. May the Almighty God never reject you. Go to the house of Jesse. I have chosen me a king there. Samuel got there. Jesse brought out some big, big boys. God said, no, this is not the one I've chosen. These big ones, no. The one I have in mind is not here. It's somewhere in the bush. And of course, you know the rest of the story. Samuel said to Jesse, we won't sit down until that boy comes. Do you know all those who are going to help you reach your goal? From now, they won't be able to sit down. The destiny of David is that he's going to be king. That's the purpose of God for his life. He had planned it. This boy will be king. Joshua. If you read it from Joshua chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, Joshua 1, verse 1 to 6, God told Joshua, my plan for your life, your destiny, is to take the people into the promised land and divide the land to my people. That is your destiny, Joshua. So then, what is the wall of Jericho? What is the wall of Jericho? In the simplest language possible, the wall of Jericho is that thing that stands between you and the fulfillment of your destiny. That's all. Anything blocking your way to your destiny is your own wall of Jericho. For example, in Exodus chapter 14, you can read it from verse 1 to 28. Exodus 14, 1 to 28. The children of Israel were on their way to the promised land. Moses had already taken them out of Egypt. They got to the Red Sea, and the Red Sea blocked the way. And then Pharaoh started coming to take the people back to Egypt. And the people began to cry. Moses too joined in the cry to God. God, what's happening? What are we going to do? God said to Moses, why are you crying to me? I didn't say you will bring them and worship me at the Red Sea. I said you will bring them and worship me at this mountain. It's not the mountain. Oh my God. Tell the fellow next to you, I've not reached my goal yet. I'm nowhere near where I'm going. That's why God breathed on the ocean, on the Red Sea, and the Red Sea parted. Because God has spoken, you will bring the people and they will worship me on this mountain. What about David? What was his own wall of Jericho? As soon as he was anointed king, the devil said, this boy, you're not going to be king. I will kill you. He sent a lion. David killed the lion. He sent a bear. David killed the bear. Then he sent Goliath. And when you get home, I want you to please study 1 Samuel 17. Just read it from beginning to the end. What Goliath said was, children of Israel, send one man to fight me. If he defeats me, we will serve you. If I defeat him, you will become our slaves. What was he saying? I am going to take over the kingdom before David can get to the throne. He was the wall of Jericho for David. He wanted to block his way to the destiny. At the end of the day, David stood on top of Goliath, lifting up his head, showing to the devil, "This is the head you think will wear my crown. I have cut it off." I have good news for somebody here today. Anybody who wants to take your crown will lose his head. So when Joshua got to Jericho, and suddenly he saw the big wall, and that wall was big, he was confused. "God, you said I will take the people to the promised land and divide the land to them. Here is this wall blocking my way. How do I proceed?" Then the Almighty God came down. You know, we've been talking this thing like Proverbs since we started. I told you the power of praise yesterday, that if you praise God, He will come and pay you a visit. The purpose of the visit that He paid somebody yesterday is so that the wall of Jericho may fall today. And so He told Joshua, "Don't worry yourself. You don't have the weapons to pull down this wall, but I will tell you what to do." So He told him. And by the time Joshua followed instructions, the wall of Jericho fell. Now, God knows the end from the beginning. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, verse 18. Acts 15, verse 18. It says, "Known unto God are all His works from the beginning of the world." Everything that is going to happen to you in life, God knew them all even before He formed the world. That's a long time ago. That's why I've always told my children, don't be rattled by the enemy. God is in control. I say God is in control. God knows where He's taking you. It doesn't matter how hard the enemy may try, you will reach your goal. So Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2 tells us, Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2, it said, "Before the mountains were brought forth, even from everlasting to everlasting, He is God." So before they built the wall of Jericho, God was around. He was there when they were laying the foundation. He knew that a day is coming when Joshua will get there. And He knew what to do to remove the wall. Do you know you are not here by accident tonight? Some of you may think you came because you wanted to come. No. The all-knowing God looked down from heaven and felt that your miracle can no longer wait. And He decided that tonight your Jericho wall must fall. I will give you very few examples, very quickly. Few more minutes, that's all. In Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. Mark 1, 40 to 45. A leper came to Jesus Christ and said, I know you have the power to make me clean if you are willing. Oh, Jesus, I have been waiting for you. I'm willing. He touched him. He was cleansed. Then something funny happened in verse 44. Jesus said, don't tell anyone what has happened. Keep your mouth shut. Now that, if you look at that one, you know this is funny. How can you say don't testify? The leper smiled and went to town and began to broadcast. So much so that Jesus even found it difficult to come openly into that town again. What is the point here? God knew that that leper was to be an evangelist. Leprosy was merely his Jericho wall. The day the Jericho wall was removed, the ministry of that fellow began. That's one example. Sickness was his own Jericho wall. But God knew he was going to be an evangelist. I don't know, some of you will remember that great man of God, Archbishop Benson Idahosa. How many of you remember him? All right. I don't know if you heard his testimony. When he was born, he was very sickly. Very, very sickly. So sickly that one day the mother decided, this boy is going to die anyway. Let this boy stop wasting my time. So he took him and dumped him on the dunghill. Second day, the mother went to see whether he has finally died. The boy was still there. He wasn't dead. The mother said, you will die. Stop troubling me. Mother went back the third day. The boy was still there. No food now, nothing. In the dunghill. When the mother went there after third day, and the boy was still alive. Okay. It looks as if this boy is not going to die. So he brought him home. And that boy grew up to become the great Archbishop. I prophesy to someone here today, it doesn't matter what the doctor may have said about you, you are not going to die. Now when you read Luke chapter 8, from verse 27 to 40. Luke 8, 27 to 40. We hear the story of the madman of Gadara. He had a legion of demons. Jesus set him free. And then told him, now you can go and fulfill your destiny. And the man preached so hard that the whole nation came to expect the Lord Jesus Christ. God knew that man was born to be an evangelist. But the devil also had a rough idea. So he put an obstruction in his way. So you may find that occasionally there are some people that the Almighty God has something great for them to do. And the enemy will bring all manners of problems to block their way. I have good news for you. It doesn't matter how many enemies are ganging up against you, they will fail. just give you one more example. The example of Hannah. God knew that Hannah was going to produce one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, Samuel. That this woman is going to give birth to somebody who will become the kingmaker in Israel. It was the one who anointed King Saul. Later on, he anointed King David. The Bible says concerning this man in 1 Samuel chapter 3 from verse 19 to 21. 1 Samuel 3, 19 to 21. The Almighty God said in his word that he did not allow the word of this man to fall to the ground. In other words, when Samuel prophesies, before he will finish the prophecy, it will come to pass. And so, the devil decided to make the mother barren. Let's stop. If he can't have any child at all, how can he produce Samuel? But the Almighty God removed the wall of Jericho, and Samuel came forth. Do you know there is something inside of you? There's a great prophet, a great achievement, something mighty that is within you, that the devil is trying to prevent from happening. That's why we are here tonight. Because that something must be removed. I don't know if you know the history of Bill Gates. When Bill Gates was thinking about the computer as a student, he had the idea, but he had no money to bring the idea forward. He had to borrow money from a friend. Can you imagine? Suppose Bill Gates died without the computer. Can you imagine where the world would be today? And I'll tell you a story. With all humility. And you probably have heard it before. My mother was a very strong woman. Oh, God bless her memory. She had three daughters and a son, and told my daddy, "That's all." And when my mother says, "That's all," that is all, period. And I wasn't born yet. And she said, "That's all." So the only son she had died. And so they spoke to her and said, "Try again. Just one more time. You never can tell. It may be another boy." That's how I was born. Now I know God has 1,000 ways where nobody has one. But one thing is at least clear. It is because I was born. That's why you are sitting here today. There is something great that God wants to do through you. And in the name that's above every other name, whatever God has to remove, so that you will reach that goal, he will remove it tonight. Now, the only thing you need to do tonight, and I'm going to show it to you, is to praise the one who is the destiny maker. If you look at the people I've mentioned, Moses, he was a songwriter and a singer. That's why I have good news for the choir. Some of you may think that when you are spending all the hours preparing, rehearsing, some of your friends may think you are wasting your time. They are in for a surprise. Whether you know it or not, and I'm talking to you tonight. You see, somebody had asked me, how much do you pay your choir? Where do I have the money to pay all these thousands? No, they are volunteers. They are volunteers. Because God has a purpose for their lives. You can check me out. Several years ago, Kunle Ajayi was dying. The mother thought he is going to lose this boy. I smiled. You don't know who you gave birth to. I decree to every one of you here today, sickness will not block your way. Demons will not block your way. Death will not block your way. And you know what? Even if a relative tries to block your way, Jericho wall must fall. If you believe me, shout a big hallelujah. Moses was a songwriter. He was a singer. Exodus chapter 15. You can read it from verse 1 to 11. Exodus 15, verse 1 to 11. Moses sang this song unto the Lord. And you know one of the songs we got from there, from Moses, is, who is like unto thee, oh Lord, who is like unto thee, among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. He was a songwriter. In fact, he wrote one of the songs that we are going to sing in heaven. Oh, read it, Revelation chapter 15, verses 1 and 3. 1 to 3. Revelation 15, 1 to 3. The Bible says we will be singing the song of Moses and of the Lamb. I was trying to find out, is there a joint composition between Moses and the Lord Jesus Christ? We'll be singing one of his songs when we get to heaven, and I will see you there. What about David? Oh, we all know him. He was a songwriter. He was a great singer. He was a psalmist. He was an instrumentalist. And we got one song from him too, Psalm 34. From verse 1 to 3. Psalm 34, verse 1 to 3. Verse 3 there, he said, magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. Magnify the Lord with me. Let us praise his name together. Or take Hannah, because of time. Because if you let me loose, I can sing for the rest of the night. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. We got another song too from Hannah. Is the one who taught us, there is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like my God. There is no holy as the Lord. Whenever you see somebody who can praise God, you can't hold him down. You may not be able to compose, but at least you can sing what others have composed. And the Lord says, even if you can't sing, at least you'll be able to make a joyful noise. Amen. I was praying. I was thinking that maybe what we'll do tonight is that we'll spend a lot of time singing and dancing. But Daddy said, no. You're going to do something you've never done before. And so we will soon be doing that. But for the benefits of some of us who are not yet born again, you see, the word of God is clear. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, Proverbs 15, verse 8, he said, the sacrifice of the wicked, it's an abomination to God. If a wicked man is praising God, God is not going to pay attention. If you are still living in sin, and you say you want to praise God, you are wasting your time. That's why before we do what God has me to do, if you are here and you are not yet born again, and yet you want your Jericho wall to fall, you better run forward and surrender your life to Jesus Christ. This is not a night to joke with. If you know you are still living in sin, or you know you are a backslider, I'm going to count from 1 to 20, because of those of you who are far, far, far away. Before I say 20, come and stand before me. Let God save your soul. Let his blood wash away your sin. And then you'll be able to partake of the miracle that he wants to do tonight. I'm counting now. 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 10 11 12 13 14 15. Now, those of you who are on the way, just keep coming, keep coming. I can see several of you coming, keep coming. But as you come, you have to pray. Join those who are already in the front in crying to the Almighty God and say, Lord, please save my soul. Wash me clean today. So that when I begin to praise you, my praise will become acceptable. Because my Jericho wall must fall tonight. Lord, every sin I've ever committed, wash it away with your blood tonight. Become my Savior, become my Lord, and I will serve you for the rest of my life. Please, the rest of us, for 2 minutes, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them. Let's pray that the Almighty God will save their souls, just like he saved our own, that he will wash them clean in his blood, make them as white as snow, and give them a brand new beginning. And those of you who are on the way, keep coming. Don't stop. Just make sure you get here before I finish praying. Call on him. Savior, please save my soul. Have mercy on me. Wash me clean with your blood. Write my name in the book of life. Let me join your family, O Lord. Give me an opportunity, Lord, to begin to serve you and praise you for the rest of my life. Those of you who are still on the way, you have to hurry up now because I'm about to pray. And make sure you get there before I finish praying. Hurry up. Hurry up. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Just keep coming. Get here before I finish praying and it will still be alright. Because I must pray now. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah. Savior, I want to thank you for your word. I want to give you all glory and honor, particularly for these your children that have come forward to surrender their life to you. Father, please remember your promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will no wise cast out. They've come to you now, Father, receive them in Jesus' name. Please forgive them in Jesus' name. Save their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash them clean in Jesus' name. Please write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. And from now on, anytime they call on you, answer them by fire. And please don't let them go back into the world, but let them serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now those of you who have come forward, let me hear you shout hallelujah. Now congratulations, I rejoice with you. Because from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. So I'm going to need your names, your address, and your prayer request. They will give you a card which you have to fill very quickly, because we have to wait for you to finish before we proceed further. So very quickly, collect the cards from the counselors and fill the cards. As soon as you finish, you give back to the counselors and go back to your seat. In the meantime, we can have some worship song, because we have to wait for them before we proceed further. Please listen to me very carefully. I know you trust me, but I need to explain what we're about to do tonight. All right. When God told Joshua to go around the city once a day for 6 days, and then seven times on the seventh day, all he wanted to do was test his obedience and test his trust in God. Because what God asked him to do was very childish. We are facing a war. We are soldiers. You didn't tell us how to prepare our bow and arrow. You didn't tell us how to get a battery round that will pull down the wall. You said we should just go around silently, as if we are dumb. He just wanted to test whether they would trust him enough to obey him. He has tested me several times. Thank God, I know him enough to obey him. You will at least remember one occasion, at least those of you who are old, when we were in the very first auditorium. He knows how I don't like wearing agbada, except on very, very special occasions. One night like this, during the convention, he told me to wear 7. And dance with the 7. And said, after I finish dancing, I'm to lay the agbada on the altar. And ask that anyone who has a problem should come and touch one of them. And their problem will be solved. It doesn't make sense. But I know who spoke to me. I wore the 7. I danced in them. I looked very stupid. But the testimonies that followed, we can never forget. I got his permission. I took one of the agbadas to America during our convention. I laid it on the altar. I told the people there, come and touch. There was one white man among us. When I explained what I did, he was shocked. What kind of people are these? How can they believe this kind of thing? But he said in his testimony later, if everybody is going forward and I'm the only one who didn't go forward, I will look odd. So okay, let me go. He touched the garment. The back pain of several years, and he had to wear a brace. The back pain of several years disappeared instantly. Tonight, we're going to do something childish. Because Daddy asked me that's what he wants us to do tonight. Now, those of you who are elderly, you can sit down with the young ones, we do it for you. Are you clapping because you are elderly or because you are not hearing? No. If you are not hearing, you are the one to clap. How did you clap? Engineer, they say they are not hearing well. Not that they are not hearing at all. The elders can sit down. When it's time to shout, we will call on you. But those of us who are young, God asked me to tell you to regard today as your 7th day. And we are going to go round 7 times. After that, the trumpet will sound. And then we will all shout, Hallelujah. And we will leave the rest to the Almighty God. But I know that every wall of Jericho in your life will fall. Now, when I say we're going to go around, I mean, just where you are, you will turn around 7 times. I am going to lead. And during the 7 times, you will be absolutely silent. No noise at all. Everything will be quiet. The only thing you'll be hearing from me is 1, Then you turn around once. Two, you turn around the second time. Three, when we've done the seventh, I will signal to the trumpeter, they will blow their trumpet, and then we will all shout the biggest hallelujah we have ever shouted. Are you ready? Remember, the elders can sit down if they want to. We young ones will do it for them. Are you ready? No more noise until it is time to shout. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, you probably heard some people making a noise before we finished. It was the devil in them shouting, coming out. The trumpet will blow one more time. We're going to shout one more time. And then you just go on and praise God till you are satisfied. And I will see you tomorrow. One more time, trumpet. Praise the Almighty God. Bless His holy name. Give Him glory. Give Him honor. The wall of Jericho is down. Go ahead. Praise Him. Magnify His holy name. Praise the King of Kings. Praise the Lord of Lords.
This year you will suffer no loss.
GAP TV, RCCG Dubai TV channel.